Today is Gitin Pei Dalet. We're going to start on Pei Gimel Amud Bet at the two dots, five lines from the bottom. Refuah Shleima, Dvar Batina, Osav Ram Shum, Ben Chana, Karmi Panim, Orli Pnei, Baruch HaFrida, Chaim, Malka, Esther, Bat Zipor, Adani, Ben Merim, Chai, Rut, Yosef, Ben Rachel, Leah, Bat Rivka, Rafael, Yeshua, Falak, Ben Baruch HaVati, Yelmir, Bat Chai, Rina, Chai, Bat Shoshana, Yaakov, Ben Rosi, Dilon, Nishma, Chana, Bat Atara, Reza, Bat Zara. Okay, we're going to start with an interesting question. Ba Amine Rava Mirav Nachman. Hayom Iat Ishti, Ulamachar At Ishti Mahu. Let's say you say to a woman, today you're not my wife, meaning I'm divorcing you today, but tomorrow you'll return to be my wife. Does this work? So now they're going to say, if you recall, we had a machloket from two dapim ago about Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan, which stretched all through this daf, which was, if you say, haram mutar lechol adam chutz mi, right? So then chutz mi so-and-so, or a group of people, or whatever it might be. So there was a machloket, if that works or not. According to Rabbi Lezer, it worked, and according to Chachamim, it didn't work. So now they say we can ask this question according to both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanan. How so? So Tibai le Rabbi Lezer, Tibai le Rabbanan. Tibai le Rabbi Lezer, because we could say, Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Lezer hatam. Maybe Rabbi Lezer only said it there that it was a good get. Ela de leman de kashare, kashare laolam. Because what happened? When he said, Harant mutarat l'chol adam, except for so-and-so, he basically made a complete break from the woman as regards to certain people. And it was a break forever. Aval hacha lo. But in this case, when he says, you're my wife today, but tomorrow, you're not my wife today, but tomorrow you'll return to being my wife. He doesn't actually make a complete separation from her as regards to any man, because it's an incomplete separation, because it's only for a day. So it could be that even though Rabbi Lezer allows it, in this case, he wouldn't allow. Odilma loshna, or maybe there's no difference, and he would say the same thing. Tibai le Rabbanan, with the very bottom of Pei Gimel Amud Bet. Tibai le Rabbanan, ad kan lo kamar Rabbanan hatam, ela de lo paska mine legamre. Aval hacha, kevan de paska, paska. According to Chachamim, what was the problem with Harat Mutar l'chol adam, except for so-and-so? The problem is that he's not making a complete break as regards to all men. In this case, what does he say? You're divorced from me today, but tomorrow you'll go back to being my wife. And for that one day, he made a complete separation from his wife. And therefore, maybe Chachamim would agree that in that case, it would be a good get. Okay? Or, right? Okay? Or not, right? So, again, what would they say? It doesn't say the or not, but that's obvious. So now that's the question Rava asked Rav Nachman. And then, Batar Debaya Hadar Pashto, we've seen this a few times recently. After he asked the question, he answered it up himself. Mistabra bein le Rabbi Lezer bein le Rabbanan kevan de paska paska. Okay, so now he answers that he thinks that even according to Rabbi Lezer and even according to Chachamim, both of them would agree that in this case he did make a complete break from her and therefore it would be a good get. What's very interesting about this case is, it doesn't really tell you what happens
the next day.
It's very unclear from the sugya, and the mefarshim clearly have an argument, machloket about it. So some of them say, yeah, it works, it's a good get for that one day, but then the next day, just like it said, he stipulated, she's back and married him. Other people say, no, if it's a good get, then it's a get, in which case, in order to remarry her, he needs kiddushin. It's not enough that he stipulated, tomorrow you're my wife. Tomorrow you're not my wife, or today you're not my wife, and tomorrow you will be my wife. You can't bring somebody back after divorcing her by just that statement. So they claim that he would have to remarry her, and really the get is a good get entirely, and valid until such time as he remarries her. Which of course at that time you need her agreement, right? If he's doing this to torture her, well then she won't necessarily agree to remarry him, and then she's free. Okay, strange case.
In theory, if he says, at low ishti ayom, she can go and get married to somebody else?
I mean, it would have to come with a get. I think the assumption is this is coming with a get.
If that's valid enough to qualify as a get, then she can, in theory, marry somebody else.
Right, she can marry someone else.
The clause would be...
So what would happen if she got married that day, right, and then... Right, that would be a good question, according to those. It's very difficult to understand the fact that she would actually go back to being his wife. Then what was the point of the divorce? It seems very strange. Rashi says, if you look, Rashi says it specifically, the last Rashi on Pei Gimel Amud Bet, Paskal l'chol adam le'olam, v'shuv eino ishto ad sheyachzor v'yekadshena. Okay, Hilchach ein Tanai zeh klum. He says this whole Tanai is just invalid. But some of the Mefarshim actually disagree with him. So it's interesting. But Rashi definitely makes a lot more sense. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Hare zeh gitech hamanacha tinas'i leploni. If he says to her, okay, we're going to see this bright, we're going to have a lot of difference of opinion or a lot of back and forth about who's the subject of which sentence here. Okay, there's basically two clauses in this braita, and the question is, who are we talking about? But here's the case. He says, this is your get under the condition that you marry so-and-so. In other words, he's basically divorcing her so that she marries a particular person, which we're going to see. The rabbis don't like this. Midoraita, we're going to have another one of these cases where midoraita, it's a good get, but midorabanan, the rabbis don't like it. Now, they don't bring up here afkeinu, which in theory, they could have answered that as to one of their questions. Because again, how could you have a get that's midoraita a get, and then midorabanan say it's not a get? Right? So, anyway, what are we going to see here? Harezet gitech hamanach tinesi leploni. Harezet lo tinase. She can't marry. Okay, now we don't know who she can't marry. She can't marry him. She can't marry someone else. Okay, we're going to see that means she can't actually marry the person that he designated that she marry. We'll see why in a minute. V'im niseit, and if she does marry, again, no. Does she marry him or does she marry someone else? We don't know. Lo teitse. She doesn't have to get, you don't have to force her to get divorced. And that's meaning force the husband to divorce her. My kamar. So now immediately the Gemara says, what is this talking about? Amar Rav Nachman, haki kamar. Okay, this is going to be the first reading. Harezo lo tinase lo. She can't marry the person he said she has to marry. Shema yomru nishehem notnim b'matana. We don't want people to say, right, this is a little bit like sachar banashim, right? Selling women. He's basically saying, I'm allowing you to get divorced, but only to marry so-and-so. It sounds like he's giving his wife as a gift to a friend. We don't do that with women, right? Women are human beings, right? As much as sometimes in the Gemara, they treat them a little bit as second-class citizens, clearly there's a line, and this is not a line that we allow. Okay, this is too far. So what do we say here? We don't want people to say that they're giving their wives as a gift. Ve'im niseit la'acher. Now, if she marries someone else, not that man, okay? We already said she can't marry that guy. But if she marries someone else, lo teitse. Okay, if she goes and marries someone else, then she doesn't have to get divorced from him. Now, this also seems a little strange. Okay? Umishum, so we'll see, right? Because in other words, then she's really not allowed to marry anyone according to this. Okay, which we'll see. There are opinions that hold that. Because what's the thing? He said you're only divorced in order to marry so-and-so, but you can't marry so-and-so because the rabbi said she's not allowed to because of this matana issue that we're worried it looks like people are giving their wives as gifts. And she can't marry anyone else because he didn't divorce her to be allowed to marry someone else. But if she did marry someone else, he doesn't have to divorce her. So now we're going to say, first question, umishum gzera lomav kina mine v'sharina n'eshet ish la'alma. As really, according to Deoraita, this isn't, one second, Mishum Gzera, right? If it's usher for her to marry anyone else, because he stipulated in the get, Midoraita, what did he stipulate in the get? Midoraita stipulated that this is not a good get for anybody else, meaning Midoraita, she's an Eshet Ish for everyone except for that one guy, right? So therefore, how could we allow, this is where I said you could have used afkeinu, how could we allow someone who's married me to oraita as regards all the other people except for that one man, if she actually marries him, how can we allow her to stay married to him? He should have to divorce her because me to oraita, she's an eshadish. You follow? Right? Because he said, right, here's the woman, here's the man she's allowed to marry, right, the man he designated, and here's all the other men. And all the other men, he didn't matzir her for all those other men. All these other men, as regards them, she's an eshet ish midoraita. So if we read this braita as saying, if she marries one of those other men, right, then they don't have to divorce her. How could you possibly say that? Midoraita, she's an eshet ish. Okay, so because of this gzera, we don't make her get divorced from him? Ela, amar Rav Nachman, hachi kamar. Rav Nachman said, this is what you should, the way you should read it. So now we have the second reading according to Rav Nachman. Harezo lo tinase lo. Okay, that's the same. She can't marry him. Shema yomru neshehem notnim b'matana. And now, v'im niseit. Remember it said v'im niseit lo teitse? So now we're going to say it's not im niseit to somebody else. It's im niseit to that man. Okay? Im niseit lo. Let's say she goes against the gzera of the rabbis. And she marries the guy who mito oraita she's allowed to marry. Right? Then lo teitze. D'mishum gzera lo mafkinan. That makes sense now, right? Because of gzera, we don't force her to get divorced. That's midoraita, she's allowed to marry that man because the husband said, you can, right? You, I'm divorcing you in order to marry that man. So that works.
All he did was add an extra word, lo.
Right. Well, anyway, it wasn't clear. There was no subject there. Didn't say who that we were talking about. So he's not even adding. He's just saying, what is the imniset? Imniset to who? Okay. But Rava is going to have a question. Amar le Rava, lo hu de lo tinase. Hala acher tinase. In other words, what does it say here? If you read the first line, it's saying, lo tinase lo. It sounds like she just can't marry him. But it sounds like she can marry anybody else. V'ha bai kiyume l'tna'a. But wait, she has to fulfill the t'nai, otherwise she's not divorced. And the t'nai indicates that she can't marry anybody else. V'chi tema, and if you want to say, efshar de minse b'hayom umigar shel machar umekayim le l'tna'e ulahach de pligata le de Rav Yehuda kamidame le. Okay, I have to go back for a minute. He's saying maybe you could say that she could, what if we, when we talk about fulfilling a t'nai, maybe she could fulfill the t'nai down the road. What does he say? You're divorced now under the condition that at some future point you'll fulfill the t'nai. What's the t'nai? He never said you can't marry anybody else. He just said you're divorced under the condition that you actually marry this man. So let's say she can go marry one of these guys, get divorced from him, and then go back and marry the other guy. In which case, we've resolved our issue because at that point, it doesn't look like we're notnim nishehem kimatana, right? It doesn't look like they're giving their wives a gift because she married someone in between. At that point, who remembers that she was married to this first guy and this first guy said that she needs to marry someone else? So what does she do? She marries a guy, a random guy. She stays married to him. And then, later in her life, she gets divorced from him where he dies and she remarries the other man, okay? There's going to be questions on this because... Well, what's the issue here? There's a basic issue, which the Gemara is going to bring up in a minute, which is she's not in control of whether he dies or whether he divorces her. She's got nothing to do with that. So she has no control over that. So how can you allow her to do that, in which case, you know, it may never happen. But we're going to see that this holds, and this goes back to something we learned when we learned Nidarim. See in a minute.
Except that if she has children from that...
It's still okay, because the divorce holds now, as long as at some future point she fulfills the t'nai.
But if he if the second man dies...
If the second man dies, she's in trouble. She'll never fulfill the t'nai. Then retroactively, she'll never have been divorced. That's why this is the whole... This whole suggestion is a problem.
But there were no open-ended conditions.
So first of all, it can be... Right, it does have time-bound issues. But this could be at such point. It's not like till you die. In other words, that's the issue. If you make it till you die, this hopefully will have an end point. She can marry him at some point. We're going to see in a minute they're going to reject this because this can't actually, since she's got no control over it and anything can happen, it's not a good solution. But anyway, they're suggesting it now and they're going to say that it matches, okay, your opinion. That's what Rava says. And this matches, Rav Nachman, your opinion. You argue with Rav Yehuda about this issue in Nedarim. What's the issue? Right, ulahach de pligata leidu Rav Yehuda kamidamele. Okay, you make it similar. This is similar to your machloka with Rav Yehuda. De itmar. Here's a case of a neder. It's a very similar thing. Konam einai b'shena hayom im ishan lemachar. Okay, if you recall this from Nedarim, I will not. Right, my sleep will be forbidden to me today if I sleep tomorrow. I'm a Rav Yehuda. Al yishan hayom shema yishan lemachar. Rav Yehuda says you are not allowed to sleep today because maybe you'll fall asleep tomorrow and therefore retroactively you'll have done something be'isr. That's exactly the issue here. But what does Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman has the opposite approach, which is going to basically say, well, Rav says, why don't we use your approach here also? Rav Nachman amar, yishan hayom, no problem, you can sleep today. Ve'en choshashim shema yishan lemachar. We're not worried because... He'll make sure tomorrow. In other words, we know that if the guy forbade something to himself on the condition that he doesn't do something, it was just a way of him saying, I'm going to make sure to do this. And therefore, we let him sleep today, and we can assume tomorrow he can control the situation. So likewise here, she should be allowed to marry someone else, knowing full well that in the future she'll marry the other guy. Okay. So Gemara obviously says, Hachi Hashi, you're going to compare these cases. Hatam bedide kaima. In the case of the sleep, it's in his control. Why is it in his control? You might say, well, sleep isn't exactly in your control. But de'ibai madris nafshe besilvata, he could like poke himself with with thorns and stuff, prickly things to keep himself awake. And you can always come up with some way to keep yourself awake, velo naim, and he won't fall asleep. But ha-ha, bedita kaima, li grushe, what, does she have control over getting divorced from that guy? Who's to say that guy's going to divorce her? Okay, so therefore, this was all, right, remember, you have to remember, it wasn't, Rava never really suggested this is a good suggestion. He was just saying, if you want to say, remember it started with a vachitema, if you want to say this, you can't say this, this doesn't work. Okay? So now, therefore, Rava's going to have to say something else. Ela Amar Rava, this is how the Braita should read. Hareza, we're now having our fourth reading, okay, of this Braita. Harezo lo tinase lo lo velo la'acher. Ah, now what does he say? It's not just that she can't marry the man that he said she has to marry. She can't marry anybody else. Okay? Lo tinase lo lo velo la'acher. Lo lo tinase, she can't marry him. Shemo yamru nishotehem notin b'matana. So the people don't think the people are giving their wives as gifts. La'acher lo tinase debay kiyume litna'a. The other guy she can't marry because she has to fulfill her tonight. Otherwise, she's not divorced. Ve'im niseit. Now, who's going to be ve'im niseit lo tetzei? Ve'im niseit lo. If she marries the other man who she's supposed to marry, lo tetzei. Dimishum gzera lo mafkina. Because it's only a gzera that people will say, you know, they gave their wives as gifts. But if she already did it, then we don't make them get divorced. But la'acher, but if she marries an acher, here they're adding now, what wasn't said in the Braita, if she marries one of those other guys, teitzei, he has to divorce her. Why? Debaya l'kiyume l'tna'a. Okay, and that's how Rava concludes. She can't marry the other guy, and if she any of the other guys, and if she does marry any of the other guys, she has to be, she has to get divorced from him. So now, according to this, this woman is basically an aguna. Because according to the halacha, she can't marry anybody. So if he says, you're divorced, and you have, you know, almanat, that you marry so-and-so, then basically this woman's an aguna. If she goes against the halacha and marries the guy who he said, then she doesn't have to get divorced. But basically, you know, she's not allowed to marry anybody. And now we're going to show that there's a braita that holds like Rava. Okay, in other words, until now we brought our braita, which was unclear who it was talking about. Now there's another braita that actually supports the reading of Rava. Tanya kavate de Rava, harezo lo tinase lo lo velo la'acher. Okay, here it says explicitly, right? She can't marry anybody. Ve'im niseit lo, lo teitzei. And la'acher teitzei. Here it says it all explicitly. Okay, and that supports Rava's reading. Okay, she can't marry anyone. If she marries the guy, it's okay. If she marries someone else, it's not okay. They have to get divorced. Okay, very strange case, right? If a man does this, she's basically stuck. Tana Rabbanan. Hare zegitech. Now we're going to have what we call... massive exaggeration, okay? Hareza yiteh hamanat shetali larakia. Okay, in those days for sure, right? Nowadays, maybe people could go up to the sky. But, okay, this is your get on the condition that you go up to the heavens. Hamanat shetardi latahom, okay, that you go down to the depths. Okay, also now we can scuba dive and things like that. Maybe she actually could. Hamanat shetivli'i kanesh al arba amot, that you swallow a reed that's 4 amot long. Amanacha tavi li kaned ben kuf ama, that you bring me a reed that's 100 amah long. Okay, this is all things that are, according to the rabbis, impossible to do. Amanacha tavriya tayama gadol baraglayich, okay, that you can walk through the Mediterranean. Eino get, okay, this is not a get, because she can't ever fulfill the tnai. So therefore, it's not a good get. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer kaze get. He says this is a get. Without the fulfillment of the condition. Klal amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, kol tnai she'i'efshar lo l'kaimo b'sofo, any tnai that can never ultimately be fulfilled, v'itna alav mitzchilato, but he made it, you know, he made a condition of it, eino ela kemafligah b'dvarim b'kasher. He's just stam saying things, and it's kasher. Okay, this comes up, by the way, in a sugya in Bava Metzia. Okay, this comes up there. If you make a condition, there the whole context is, if you make a condition in your shomer, okay, that's what comes up above a mitzir, you're watching over someone's item, and you make all sorts of conditions you stipulate in the agreement. And then they add this, if you stipulate something, and as first they added things that are midah oraita, you know, you go against what it says in the Torah, like I'm going to be a shomer chinam, but I'm not going to be responsible for X, you know, I'm not going to get into all the details there, but... And then, as one of the list of things of Tana'im that don't work, this is one of them, okay? So now, and it follows Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema's opinion. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav. Halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. Okay, so now we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, which also matches the mission above a Metziah there, that we hold like Yehuda ben Tema, that this does work. Okay, we basically ignore his condition. We say it's useless. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Matniti nami daika de katane. Okay, the Mishnah also supports this because it says, and this is the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, Kol shef shalo l'kaimo b'sefovi t'nei la b'tchilato t'nei o kayam. And what can you infer from there? Here it says the opposite. It says, if, what it actually says in Bava Metzia is, if you can fulfill the t'nei of it ultimately, and you made the condition from the beginning, then the t'nei is kayam. So the assumption that comes out of here is, if the opposite would not be true. Ha efshar, but if it's not efshar lekayem et ha-tanai, then shana'o batel, shma mina. Okay, so they're basically saying, we can show that we, you know, it's another good proof that we hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, is that the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, again, it's an inference from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah only says it in the positive, when it would work, but implies that it wouldn't work if it couldn't be that way. Ibailahu. Now we're going to ask a question. Notice the Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema's Lashon, now we're going to darshan his Lashon. There were a bunch of cases listed, right? If you go up to the Shemaim, if you go down to the Dome, if you, you know, walk through the water. Okay. Now, what did he say? So the first opinion said, it's fine, the get, the, you know, the condition. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema said, kazeh get. This works. This would be a good get. Now, kazeh seems to imply only cases that are just like this. So now we're going to take cases that are a little different and say, what would he say in this case? Okay? The second thing we can darshan in his words, which seems to imply the opposite, which is, klal amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. He made a generalization. So on the one hand, he said, kazeh get, which means only things like this are a get. When he said the word klal amar, right, when the Braita said the word klal amar, it seems like he's including more cases. So now we're going to have to figure out, what is the kazeh get comes to exclude? And what does the klal come to include? We're going to have a machloka Rav and Abaye about this. So, let's say he says, okay, Abaye, they asked a question. Now, this is something she can potentially do, but it's forbidden for her to eat pig. Okay, so, Amar Abaye, he, it's the same case. Because we basically view eating pig as something impossible for her to do. Because it's impossible halachically as opposed to the cases here where it's impossible in the actuality. Rava Amar, efshar da'achla velakya. What do you mean? She could eat it and get malkot. In other words, she potentially can eat pig. It's something physically she can do. It's just forbidden to her. She'll get malkot. So Rava claims that that's a good condition in the get. Okay? So now we're going to see where they learn this from. La baye. Klal, the word that says, when it says klal, right, that klal amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, is la'atuye basar chazir, it's to include this case. L'rava kazeh lemi'ute basar chazir, okay? According to Rava, the word kazeh comes to say only cases like this, and basar chazir is a different case, because these cases are cases that can't actually happen, and basar chazir could actually happen, just in a halachic world it can't, but it can't actually happen. Okay, meitive. Now they're going to ask a question on Rava. Let's say he says, this is your get on condition that you have sex with so-and-so. Okay, which is kind of like that you marry so-and-so. Nitkayem hatnai hareza get. Vim lav eino get. Okay, that's the first case. Okay, if she sleeps with Ploni, then the tnai is a good tnai, and it's a get. If not, it's not a get. Al minat, that's not the important part yet. Al minat sheloti va'ali la'ava va'avicha. Let's say he says, this is your get on condition that you don't sleep with your father or my father. Right? La'aba u'la'avicha. Right, my father and your father. Ein choshishim shema nivala lehem. We're not worried that maybe at some future point she's going to sleep with them, right? Because it's so rare that that happens. But what do you notice is missing here? Ve'ilu, now the Gemara says, al menachiti ba'ali la'aba v'avicha lo katane. It doesn't say, what if he says to her, on the condition that you sleep with my father or your father? Okay, so what can we assume here? Labai nicha. Obviously, why doesn't it say this according to Abaye? Because again, that would be a good get because It's impossible to do, right? It's impossible halachically. But l'rava kashya, according to Rava, why is this not listed as a case? This should be another one of those cases he thinks would be a good get. Amar l'cha Rava, Rava says like this, bishlama, he's going to now distinguish between basar chazir and the father and the father-in-law. Why? It's just like we had before. Bishlama, basar chazir, efshar da'achla v'lachya. Ploni, nami efshar, dimishchida b'mamona. The basar chazir case, in theory, she could do it and get malkut. Let's say, tibali leploni. Well, how's she going to, you know, there's someone on the other side, right? The basar chazir, there's no one on the other side. Presumably, you could kill a pig, right? Or find a dead pig, or, you know, have someone chef the pig, whatever. But when it comes to there's another person, how do we know he's going to agree? So, okay, you can pay him off, right? If it's so important to her, she'll pay him money, assuming the woman has money, okay? And she can convince him to sleep with her. But Ella, Abava Avicha, Bedida Kaima, but if she wants to sleep with her father or father-in-law in order to be Mekayim the Tanai of the get, it's not Taloi Ba, Nihi De'ihi Avde Yisura, Abava Avicha Mi'avde Yisura. It's, even if she paid them off, they wouldn't want to do it because nobody wants to be over on Isra Do'orayta of Arayot. Okay? So therefore, it's not in her control at all. And therefore, that case, even Rava would agree that it's not a good get because it's not something that she can actually do on her own. Okay. So now we're going to explain. If you notice before, we explained what the klal was according to Abaye and the mi'ut of Kazeh was according to Rava. Now we're going to say what each one says with both. So l'Rava, klal comes to la'atuye abava avicha. It comes to include the abava avicha case because that's an in-between, right? That's a case where in theory she could actually do it, but in practice, there's no way she's going to actually be allowed to be able to do it because she needs the agreement of the other side, and they're never going to agree. But kazeh lemiute barsar chazir, which is a case that she can actually do without anyone interfering. Labaye klal is latuye basar chazir, right? The klal case comes to include the basar chazir case, and kazeh. So what does kazeh come to exclude? Lemiute ploni, the case where he says amenach tibaali leploni. That's a case that actually would work. So the kazeh get comes to say only these kind of cases that can't actually work, as opposed to amenach tibaali leploni is a case where we could say, you might think, oh, but it's not in my control. How am I going to get this guy to sleep with me? No, but really, she could figure out a way to get him to sleep with her and or marry her, if we say it's also marriage, right? Rashi says, v'yisa'ena beheter. In other words, Rashi assumes that we're talking about she's going to actually get him to marry her. She could somehow figure out a way to do it, okay? Okay, another question. Meitive. Harezek yiteh hamanasha tuchli basar chazir. Okay, this is your get it, in the condition that you eat pig. Ve'im hayta zara, let's say she was a non-kohen. Not, you know, not a bat kohen or not a, right, not allowed to eat truma. Amanasha tuchli betruma. Okay, that's another case, right, where it's forbidden to her. So if she's not a bat kohen, he says, this is your get, on the condition that you eat truma, but you can't. V'im haitan nizira. Okay, let's say she was a nizira. So amanat shetishti yayin. Okay, again, something she can't do. Nitzkayem hatnai. Okay, the assumption would have to be that she's a nizir olam, because otherwise at some point she'd be able to drink wine. Nitzkayem hatnai hareza get. V'im lav eno get. So again, what does it say here? If the tnai is fulfilled, this is a get. And if it's not, it's not a get. So who does this raise a question to? To Rava, because Rava said that this kind of a get works. I'm sorry, this would raise a question to Abai. This works according to Rava. L'Rava Nicha, because Rava said this kind of a get would work, this kind of a tonight, because she could actually do it even though it's Aser. L'Abaye Kasha, but this is difficult for Abai, who said if you make this kind of condition, it's not a relevant condition. Amar Lecha Abaye, Misavar Divrei Akolhi. Oh, I never said that everyone agrees with this. I just said this was my opinion, okay? And obviously there are tana'im who hold like me, but hamane rabbanan hi. Remember, the whole thing was a machloket Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema and rabbanan. So I hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, who says that these kind of conditions, right, that, and I'm holding this within Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema's opinion. But you could just say this braita disagrees because this braita is chachamim, right? Remember, chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. Why don't we say that all this is making a tnai conditioned upon right? Against what it says in the Torah. And any Tanai, if you make a Tanai, that's what I was saying about in Dine Shomrim. If you make a Tanai against what it says in the Torah, it's not a Tanai. So why don't you just say that simply here? If you make this Tanai, this is your get on the condition that you don't eat basar chazir. So why don't we say that? Amar Rav Ada, Berei de Rav Ika, Ki Amrina Matanel Mashkatu B'Torah Tanau Batel, Kigon, what would be a case in a get where we'd say it's Matanel Mashkatu B'Torah? Kigon She'irak Sutava Onata, Dehu Ka'akar, Aval Hacha Ihi Ka'akra. What would be the case of this would be more like a Kiddushin case. If he marries her, right, I don't think you could explain this with a get case. If he marries her and says, I'm marrying you under the condition that I'm not going to provide you with She'er K'sutin Onah, the three things that he has to give her Mida Oraita. So that's a T'nai against Mashakatu B'Torah. But if he gives her a get and says, this is your get under the condition that you do something against the Torah, and you eat Basar Chazir, that's different. He's not making a T'nai against Mashakatu B'Torah. One relates to him and one relates to her. And that's, he's making the condition. She has to fulfill the condition. That's not, right? It's nothing. He doesn't have to be over on anything by doing this. So that's the first thing they say. Okay? That's the first answer they give. That it's him versus her. Matkifla Ravina. Ravina asks, wait a minute. Klum ka'akra ihi. What? Was she okay? Ela l'kiyume litna adida. In other words, she's not trying to be okay or something it says in the Torah. He made a condition. His condition would force her to, right, uproot something it says in the Torah. So in essence, right, in an indirect manner, he is causing, he is matzneil mashka to b'Torah. So therefore he says you can't say it's him make a condition, but she has to fulfill it, and therefore it means he's not matna mashkatu b'Torah, because when she has to go against what it says in the Torah, it's not because of anything she did, it's because of what he said. So indirectly, he is making a t'nai against mashkatu b'Torah. So therefore, that's not a good answer. So we're still stuck with our question as to how can we say this t'nai is a t'nai, right? We have other reasons for saying it's no good, but we don't say matna mashkatu b'Torah. So, Ela Amar Ravina, Ki Amrina Matnel Mashkatu B'Torah Tana'o Batel, Kigon She'irak Sutava Onata, Devadai Ka'akar. If he says, I will not provide you with a place, you know, a place to live, with clothing, with sexual relations, then he is clearly, right, by not doing those things, he's Oker Mashkatu B'Torah. It's definitely going to happen. Aval Hacha, Mika Amrala lo sagid lo achla. Are we saying that there's no way she can't eat? And it's lo techo v'lo tigaresh. Yes, it's true that the get won't be a good get if she doesn't do it, but there's no forcing her here to actually eat the basar chazir. She just won't be divorced. But in other words, he can say it because it's not vadai that it's going to happen. And that's why it's not considered matnel mashkatu b'Torah. Matnel mashkatu b'Torah means you make a t'nai that as soon as you make the t'nai, you're basically going against something that says in the Torah. As opposed to this case where he makes the t'nai, and if she wants to, she could just not fulfill the t'nai and not be divorced. But she has a choice in the matter. So it's not 100% clear that something's going to be, you know, going against the Torah.
It's torture
for her. It's clearly torture for her, and she's obviously not divorced. So it's a little bit difficult. But in the end, remember, they say that this does work, because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. Although, I assume, because we always hold like Rava, I didn't look up the Pesach here, but I assume we do Paskin like Rava, that when it comes to the halachic things really actually, right, when it comes to the things that actually can't happen, but when it comes to the halachic things, it seems like we do Paskin right, and actually it seems halacha lamaseh, it would be that this does hold, in which case she's really not divorced. Unless she goes against what it says in the Torah, eats basar chazir, gets malkot, and at least then gets out of being married to her husband. Very, very troubling. Okay. Ketzad ya'aseh. Now we're going back to the original Mishnah. If you remember, when he gives her this get and says, Harei mutar l'chol adam, chutz mi, so-and-so, right? And according to Chachamim, this doesn't work. So what do Chachamim say you have to do? You have to re-give her the get and say, Haram mutar l'chol adam, right? Or we saw maybe even just give her the get. Okay? Again. So in other words, the first giving of the get was no good, and then we distinguish between if it was actually written in the get or he just said it. If it was written in the get, you can't erase it and then give the get. You have to write a whole new get. So now we're going to talk about this. So Mantana, who's the Tana of this Mishnah who says you have to re-give her the get? Amar Chizkiah Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar hi. Titania, this matches Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's opinion, because we have a braita that says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, ad shitlena heimena v'yachzor v'yitnena la, v'yomar la, hei gitech. Okay? But there, Chachamim disagree, and one second, I have to remember now what it... Right, this is a case, by the way, this isn't, right, Rashi says it's in Beperek HaZorek, and it's where he says, Kinsi Shtar Chov Zeh. Okay, it's like a parallel case in a Shtar Chov. We saw this on Ayin Chet. Okay, if you look back at Ayin Chet Amud Aleph, it comes up, where is it?
He didn't tell her it was a get, he told her it was a... He didn't tell her the truth.
Right. Right. This is a different case, right? This is the case where he says, he tells her it's just a shtar chov, right? And then he says, oh yeah, by the way, it was a get, right? So here, it's if you look toward the bottom, but more like in the middle, okay, about 10 lines where the lines are the wide lines. Rabbi Shimon, Hagi, want to go back. Tanya Namihachi. Okay, we're on Tanya Namihachi. The beginning of the line is Da'arak Lecharze Ushlafte. It's about 8 lines maybe, or 9 lines from the wide lines. Amar la kinsi shtar chov ze, o sheshlafto me'acharav, kira'ato v'harehi gita, eino get, ad sheomar la hagitech. Right? If he just pulls out a document, gives it to her, and doesn't say what it is, right? It's not a good get according to Rebbe until he says, this is your get. But Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, right, as long as he says after, this is your get, then that's fine. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer la'olam eino get, in other words, he has to actually do a re-giving of the get, right? Whereas Rebbe said he doesn't have to re-give her the get, it's just her get no matter what. But Rabbi Shimon, right, that's Rabbi Shimon. Rebbe says, he could just say, oh, by the way, that was your get. But Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, no, he has to actually re-give it. So they're saying that that's the same thing here. Okay, it's a parallel case. So Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, no, not necessarily. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Filu Tema Rebbe, Dilchon Amar, in other words, they could say, we can explain it according to Rebbe, Shane Hacha Ho Il Ukna Ato Li Paselbo Li Kuhuna. Okay, this is different because here, if he gives her the get and says, Hareat Muteret L'chol Adam, right, except for so-and-so, so Chachamim say it's not a good get, but what do we say? She's Psula Li Kuhuna, okay? So if it's enough to pasul her the kahuna, one second. Right. Dilchon Amar, by the way, I forgot to say this, right? Dilchon Amar, Rabbi Yochanan saying, you guys say, okay, your guy. Your guy is, he's living in Israel, and he's talking about Rav Kahana, who lives in Bavel. So he's saying, your guy from Bavel said, okay, look at Rashi. Dilchon Amar Rav Kahana, Shaya Mishelachem, mi Bavel. Okay, Sha'alah le'eretz Yisrael l'mod Torah mi Rabbi Yochanan. As he was a student of Rabbi Yochanan. So he's saying, I heard from him, Rav Kahana. Okay, so Shani Hacha, one second. Mishum dehachi tzarich lachzor v'litlo. Kanato b'netina kamaita. All right. When he has to redo it, one second. Yilav tekahana shaka mine lo mahanya amir asher kvar zachtavo amenat na'rishon. Okay. When he threw her the get, the first, in the other case, okay, through the shtar chov, he doesn't tell her, right, and she just takes it, there was no good netina, okay, he never really gave it to her properly, in which case, she's not psula l'kihuna in that case, and that's why Rebbe says, since there was no netina, actually, when he says hagitech, that makes it legitimate, that's like the zichia of the get, there was no, like, problematic zichia, there was no zichia at all, she never really received the get properly, so when he says hagitech, that can become the zichia, whereas in this case, he gave it to her in an improper manner, okay, and how do we know there was an actual giving, that she was zochet to the ketubah, to the get, because she's already psula l'kuna, that she becomes automatically psula l'kuna, even though the get doesn't work, so now, what they're saying is in order to fix that problematic netina, even Rebbe would agree in this case that you'd have to fix it by redoing the whole thing. Because if you do something wrong, then it has to be fixed. The other one wasn't actually ever done wrong. It was just, right, it was some passing over the get. She got the get, but it was never actually belonging to her. Okay? And that's why he might disagree in this case. Katvu b'tocho, what if you write inside the get? Amar Rav Safra, katvu b'tocho tanan. Rav Safra's saying, it's only if you wrote it inside. So they say, katvu b'tocho, period. So they say, tanan. It already says that in the Mishnah. So pshita, right? Katvu katvu b'tocho tanan. Sorry, I'm reading it wrong. Let's go read it the first way I read it. Rav Safra says, if you wrote it b'tocho, right, that's what the Mishnah means. So they go, pshita, katvu b'tocho tanan. It says that explicitly in the Mishnah. Why are you telling us, Rav Safra, something, right? Rav Safra presumably would come to tell us something it doesn't say explicitly in the Mishnah, right? That you can't erase it if it's already written inside. So they say, obviously, that's what it says. So now he says, Amau detema, you remember about the Toref and the Tofes? Remember, there's two parts to the get. There's the important part, and there's the less important part, right? There's the part that has the name and the city and all that. Those are the really important parts, and the part that says, Hareah mutar l'chol adam. But then there's some other words that are less important. So now they're saying, what did Rav Safra mean when he meant katbo b'tocho, that means in the Mishnah, as opposed to what the Mishnah maybe didn't include when it said katbo b'tocho? What does he mean to say? You might have thought, hanemile l'achar hatoref. That this only means if you've already written the important parts of the get, and then you write Haram Mitar L'chol Adam Chutz Miploni. Aval lifnei HaToref, afilu al peh, nami pasul, kama shmalan. You might have thought, lifnei HaToref, afilu al peh, nami. You would think that it's just like doing it ba'al peh, okay? Where if you did it ba'al peh, you could just redo it, right? So you might have thought if you haven't yet written the Torah, you could, kama shmalan. He comes to teach you that no, even if you haven't written the Torah yet, and you wrote it in the get, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. V'rava amar lo shanu ela la'achar ha'torah, aval lifnei ha'torah afilu ha'peh nami pasul. V'az de'rava l'tame, da'amar lehu rava l'hanhu dekat ve'gite, shatku shtoku l'bal ad diktivatu lehu l'torah v'gita. So now Rava says, if you do it before you wrote the Torah, even Baal Peh, it's also Pasul. In other words, even if you just told them, write this in the get, it's already Pasul. Okay? And therefore, he told all the people, I'm confusing something. 1 minute. Sorry, I read this wrong in the beginning part, Rav Safra. What might you have thought that we now think differently? You might have thought that after the Toref, that's when it's a problem, right? But before the Toref, even if the husband just says it b'al peh, it would be pasul. And kamash malan, that only if it's written, right? Only if it's written. But if he says it before they wrote the Toref, it would be okay. And Rav says no. Rava says he's more. He says if you said it before you wrote the Toref, even okay, you said it before it was written, like you just wrote the Tofes, you said it beforehand, but you didn't write it yet. It would actually be pasul, and that's why they gave this story about Rava. That Rava always told the people who wrote the Gitin, shatku shtoku labal, make sure the husband doesn't say anything, because anything the husband says once you start writing is going to be, you know, affects the get. So therefore, there's a machlok at Rav and Rav Safra. That's why Rav Safra said specifically katvo, only if it's actually written, because if you said it b'al peh, it would be okay. But Rav says no. Even if you say it b'al peh, at an early stage of the writing of the get, as soon as they start writing the get, even if they haven't written any of the important parts, if the husband says something, it's problematic. And that's why he always made sure, right? He always told people, make sure the husband doesn't talk. Keep him silent. Don't listen to, you know, make sure he doesn't say anything. This is like the case where they stuck the dalat, the pumpkin, in their ears so that they wouldn't hear what the husband was saying. Keep him quiet, you know, maybe keep him away from you or something so that he doesn't mess up the get.
It's a shame they don't make him keep quiet until after he gives the get.
Right, don't let him make any conditions. Right, exactly. That would have helped if they kept him quiet in terms of making any conditions. We'd be in better shape.